Title: Simple Breakdown Writing in Ableton Beginner. All right, let's write a simple, solid drum and bass breakdown in Ableton Live using the arrangement view. Beginner-friendly, mostly stock devices, and it'll work for rollers, jungle, darker dance floor stuff, all of it. Before we touch anything, quick mindset shift. In DNB, a breakdown isn't just the quiet bit. It's an energy control room. You're resetting the ear after the drop, teasing what's coming, building tension, and then setting up a clean, nasty re-entry back into the next drop. In this lesson, we'll build a repeatable 16-bar breakdown formula. And I want you to think in energy layers, not instruments. Your main layers are low-end, drum transients, high-frequency sparkle, and space. If any of those rises too fast, your breakdown stops feeling like a breakdown. Let's go. Step 0. Prep the session. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. Now in arrangement view, make space for your structure. You'll want drop 1, then breakdown for 16 bars, then a build for 8 bars, then drop 2. Here's the workflow move that saves your life. Instead of dragging everything around manually, place your cursor where the breakdown should start and use insert time. On Mac it's Command I, on Windows it's Control I. Insert 16 bars. Now everything after it shifts forward cleanly. Also, add locators. Even if you're a beginner, locators are your best friend. And if you want a pro upgrade, label 4 mini stages inside the breakdown: reset, evolve, threat, launch. If you can't describe what changes at each stage, your breakdown will probably feel flat. Cool. Now we build. Step 1. The space reset, bars 1 through 4. The goal is, strip the groove, keep the vibe. This is where a lot of beginners either keep too much, and the breakdown feels like another drop where they remove everything, and the track feels like it fell off a cliff. We're going to avoid both. Take your drop drums and duplicate them to a new track. Name it Drum Tease. On Drum Tease, remove the kick and snare hits. Keep hats, rides, shakers, and maybe a little ghost percussion. The listener should feel motion, not impact. Now put auto filter on drum tease. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere around 600 to 1200 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. If your auto filter has drive, give it just a touch. 2 to 6. Subtle. We're not trying to make it loud, we're trying to make it vibey. Then add reverb, but controlled. Hybrid reverb is perfect. Choose a darker hallish vibe. Set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Make sure you low cut the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz so you're not dumping mud into the breakdown. High cut somewhere like 6 to 10k if it's getting fizzy. Keep the mix in the 10 to 25% zone. Now arrangement-wise, do the classic DNB move. On bar 1 of the breakdown, hard stop the full drums and bass. Even a tiny 8th note or quarter note silence is powerful. That little gap is a psychological reset. The listener goes, oh, something's happening. Then right after the gap, bring in your filtered hats and your atmosphere. Which takes us to step 2. Add an atmosphere bid, bars 1 through 16. This is your anchor. One of your anchors, actually. The breakdown needs 2 or 3 anchors so the listener doesn't get lost. A constant atmos bid is a great one. Option A, fast. Drop in a sample. Vinyl noise, rain, field recordings, rave air, jungle texture, anything. Put it on an audio track called Atmos. Option B. Stock synth. Create a MIDI track with waveable. Start simple. Basic wave. Maybe a signish vibe. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, not a giant supersaw. Low pass it around 2 to 4K so it's not stepping on your high end. Then add echo, maybe dotted 1/8 or quarter note, and a bit of hybrid reverb for width. Now the most important rule here. Clean the low end. Put EQ8 on Atmos and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's still eating space, go steeper, 24 dB slope. If the Atmos is harsh, dip a tiny bit around 3 to 6K. This is huge for DNB. If your breakdown ambience has low end sludge, your drop will feel smaller. You want the bass return to feel like the floor dropped out and then slammed back in. Step 3. Tease a break loop, bars 5 through 12. This is where the breakdown starts evolving. If bars 1 through 16 are all the same loop, it'll feel like waiting in an elevator. So we stage entries. Bar 1, then bar 5, then bar 9, then bar 13. That's an easy beginner map that feels professional fast. Add a new audio track called Break Tease. Drag in an Amen or any classic break. Warp it. Beats mode is great for punch. Complex Pro is smoother. Either works. Now you've got 2 levels of difficulty. Easy version. Keep it running but filter it hard. Better version. Cut out the main snare hit so it feels like the break is being held back. You're implying energy without giving the whole game away. Put auto filter on the break tees. Low pass it and automate the cutoff rising from about 500 Hz up to around 6K across bars 5 through 12. Add some resonance, 15 to 30%. You want that opening up feeling like the track is waking back up. Optional grit. Add redux slightly. Downsample maybe 2 to 8, but keep dry slash wet tiny, like 5 to 15%. It's just seasoning. Teacher note, don't make the break tease as loud as your drop drums. It's a tease. If it's too loud, you accidentally wrote drop 1.5. Step 4, hint the bass without dropping it, bars 9 through 16. This is tension by suggestion. The bass in the breakdown should feel like a shadow, not the main character. Make a MIDI track called Bass Hint. Option A, subpulse. Use operator. Ask a sine wave. Set the envelope so it's short. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Low sustain. Play sparse hits. Half notes. Maybe follow the root note of your track. If it feels too present, low pass it or just turn it down. And remember, in a breakdown, even a tiny sub moment can feel huge because there's less competing energy. Option B. Ghost Restale. This audio version is shortened for playback.